free. I give all I am to thee. Open my eyes to the world.
This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out on bbsradio.com. As many of you may know, this is a challenging time for light workers on Earth with so many loud voices talking. Much of the information that's coming down from the universe is very polarized in nature, with much about political dissent and social unrest. Know that we can rely on the information and the light workers to keep the spiritual focus with a spiritual work that has been given to you, and now you are giving to the people around you as you follow your destiny.
And your personal balance in your thoughts and emotions so that you can continue with your spiritual work as designated and assigned to you. BBS Radio and Let's Find Out is about giving you the strength and support to do that. We are here to provide information, to help you with your concerns, to answer questions, and to be there for you. The Let's Find Out staff and people who share with us on the show are interested in maintaining balance, caring, thoughtfulness, and healing as we proceed through these very difficult 10 years coming in the next decade. If you think that the changes around you have been exceptional and the energies have been unusual, brace yourselves. We're coming into a new decade, and this is only the beginning of a rough 10-year period with a shift, an upshift of very dramatic and powerful and life-changing energies. This energetic force is about destruction before reconstruction, as we reach deep into our souls and find out and establish a new way of living, a change in the way of living for the better of all humans and animals and plant life on this planet. We are fighting to preserve the earth, to make changes that are positive, and to live with the balance of love, peace, and harmony. Trust that. Know that. It is deeply appreciated that you are taking the time to listen to Let's Find Out. It is also appreciated that you are taking the time to hear any of the programs on BBS Radio. We are expanding, we've come a long way, and we have overcome the impossible by saying, so what? We have to forge ahead. And now, let's get on with tonight's program with Elizabeth Joyce.
Good evening, this is Elizabeth Joyce, and I guess that we're in the last week of February. So we're exiting into a very exciting, dynamic, and powerful month. The month of March 2019 will be remembered for a long time. And tonight I have our best guest that's here every month with us, Frank St. James. And we're going to be talking to you about what we can expect in the next upcoming months, the confusion that's coming in March, and how we can stay centered. Good evening, Frank. How are you?
I'm just fabulous. Tonight.
All right. Yeah, well, both of us have our month coming up. We're both March birthdays. And so here we go with what's coming. You know, Mercury retrograde is the first, but Venus changes signs too. It's moving from Capricorn into Aquarius. And what does that mean to you, Frank?
Well, I have a moon in Aquarius, and it's always been very interesting in my life.
Well, it's funny because I have my Venus in Aquarius, and so I was going to play a game. You know, I'm doing some house hunting for an extra house, and I thought that the day that it conjuncted might be the day I'd find it. That would be interesting, wouldn't it?
Yeah, well, don't forget, Uranus plays a big part in this, and take you there, and it'll take you out, too.
No, Venus. Venus is going to conjunct Venus. That they both are the home. Uranus is going to conjunct me in the fall. Transiting Saturn is going to conjunct both Uranus and my Saturn. Ouch.
Yeah. Well, Uranus is already,
Venus?
You know, it's already affecting me now. So it's been affecting me for a few months and making changes and some mostly good. I
okay.
can't complain.
That's it.
Yeah.
Well, tonight is a call-in show because we're going to be talking about the coming spring and the spring equinox. The number to call is 888-429-5471. So, Frank, we do have some calls coming in. And guess what? We have James from Australia. Amazing. And his date of birth is June 17th. Are you there, James?
Hello, Elizabeth, your fam. Hello, Frank.
Hello, how are you? Nice to speak with you. What is your question for Frank tonight?
I'm looking to start, I'm in a new city, Adelaide, mm-hmm. looking to start a new business. And I want to get an idea, or I'd be interested in Frank's thoughts and feelings around the future, the prospects of this business venture that I'm looking to start.
I think you're in a perfect time zone for it. Numerology rise, you're in the sixth year of, it's a good earth year. It's good for negotiating. It's romance, real estate, anything you're doing, should, spark a lot more money than you thought. So you're in the right time zone.
And I want to add one thing, James. Jupiter is in Sagittarius, so once every 12 years, you have this kind of very positive energy. Right, Frank?
That's right. And it is communication. And if you stay on course, what you're doing, because you seem to be a practical person that way, and you should reach certain goals even by June or July should be a really good time for you to get moving.
And I think that's good an night. Opening for you, James, but I think by the end of the year, you're going to be clapping and jumping up and down. So you'll have to call us back and let us know.
I certainly will.
Good, good. Thank you for calling. Let's find out. So Frank, we have Debbie. She's from New York. I don't know whether it's New York City or New York State. Her birthday is July 10th. She's a little Cancer. Debbie, hello. Welcome to Let's Find
yes.
Out.
Thank you.
From,
good evening,
you
Elizabeth.
From,
thank you for taking my call.
Are you from my
do
city?
Do I address the question to you or Frank?
Frank.
Who do I address
Frank.
The question to?
Frank, Debbie.
Go ahead. I could ask the question. Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah.
My companion of 30 years died in November, and he died in a facility. His health was failing, and I'm very disappointed because he had promised me that he did have a will and that he had a lawyer retained. There's considerable amount of financial assets at stake. And legally, I'm not able to come forward legally because he did not marry me because he did have the cancer that was spreading in the brain. He didn't get a chance to marry me due to circumstances I can't obviously get into. But basically, I would have to take his next of kin into a private law office and actually beg them, you know, could you please give me half of the estate or could you give me a quarter or if they want to give me a fourth? Do you psychically, intuitively see me, them being generous with me and offering me half or a third or a fourth? Because there is considerable monies and I just can't believe I'm in this position. So that's my question. And
Debbie,
also
I
would like to know what... Go ahead.
One question, please. Debbie, one
yeah,
at a
that's
time.
The
Go
question.
Ahead.
Yes,
that
is the question. Yes.
Debbie, I hate to be negative, but I do not feel that they are going to give up a penny.
Yeah, I feel that way too.
Because they don't know. Yeah, you don't see that they'll offer me anything. A finder's fee, nothing. You don't see anything.
I don't feel that. He
I
never
wanna
wrote
ask you
down
a question,
anything.
Though.
You know, he never
yeah,
wrote
think...
down anything.
Boy. Is anything hidden? There's nothing hidden where he may have written something but not get it notarized? Is there anything, Debbie?
No, I can't find anything. He did list it. He did list me as next of kin with the facility he was in, a rehabilitative facility, and maybe he thought in his mind that that would give me legality to come forward and claim
Not in New York State. It does in other states, but not New York State.
Well, could I try to take it to a lawyer?
Yeah. Oh, you should always go to a lawyer. Of course, go to a lawyer. Go to a lawyer and see what the lawyer says.
Okay, so the answer is you don't see anything forthcoming. Is that what you're saying, right?
Not against this force.
I don't see it, Debbie.
I don't either. Not unless you do something to instigate it, and I don't know how far you would get. But I would certainly investigate my legal rights. Wouldn't you,
Frank? I want to thank you very much for your time, and you have a nice evening. Thank you.
Take care. Good luck.
Thank you.
Frank, it's always so hard. Why is it that people don't understand about making a will and making out your health desires? Because it has to be done while you're healthy, while you're, you know, in your right mind. And usually people wait until the very last minute, and it can be so hurtful. So heads up to all of you that are listening. Really think about getting your final papers in order, even if you're 25. I always had it done when I was very young. My kids would say, what are you making out a will for? And I just said, you have to do it. You really do. Don't you think, Frank?
Yes. Oh, definitely. I mean, I'm at that age too. And beyond.
I know. We have Janet from Florida. Her date of birth is April 8th. Good evening, Janet. How are you? Are you there, Janet?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can. Now, can you ask Frank your question, please?
Yes. I am currently unemployed, seeking employment. I've been searching for a couple of months now, posting everywhere. Do you see a good opportunity for me around the corner?
I feel, I think you're going to have an opportunity, but it's going to be by the end of April. And
as we go into May.
Yeah. And all of a sudden you might get a couple that you already sent your resume to. So it might be familiar, you know.
One thing you can try to do, Janet, is to make sure that you get temporary work before that.
Okay. So you're saying I'm going to need to take jobs that I may not really be seeking right now, but the career choice will come toward the end of April?
Right.
Yes.
Or early May. And just keep your heads up, and I know that you have to bring money in, so find ways to bring money in the meantime, and you'll be fine. As a matter of fact, I'm feeling a good salary. Are you feeling a good salary for her, Frank? I am.
I'm feeling that as long as you've got something coming in, it takes a lot of the energy off and focuses more on the future for you.
Mm-hmm.
And I just feel very good that a couple of these people or companies that you're after will give you that turnaround and review your status again. And I really feel positive by the end of the April for you.
Oh, okay. Excellent. Thank you so much. Very helpful.
Keep us posted, Janet. Thank you for calling. Let's find out. So Frank, we're going into a month where Mercury is retrograde, so it's lucky that Janet's opportunity will come after that, because usually with Mercury retrograde, either it falls through or it doesn't last very long. That's the rule of Mercury retrograde. And that's going to be for the whole month of March. Actually, it starts March 5th and it goes through March 28th. And people are doing their income taxes at this time. I think it's pretty funny. So they may have to take a look at that again or wait until the end of the month to do it. Frank, we have Ida from New Jersey, and she's December 2nd. That's her date of birth. How are you, Ida? Can you hear us?
Yes, I can. Thank you, Elizabeth. Hi, Frank. Nice to speak to you. I was wondering, do you foresee an offer on the sale of my home anytime soon? It was listed 43 days ago on the market, And obviously in the winter, it's not the most ideal time to list a property.
What town are you
with
in?
Mercury going into retrograde and all that, I was just wondering how these will affect the success of selling my property.
What town is it in, Ida?
In Reddington.
Okay.
I have a good feeling for you. I mean, again, you're in the sixth year. You're in it's real estate. It's negotiation. You actually might find that Mercury is actually working for you at this time.
Because, wow. Okay.
There's two sides to Mercury. One, if you're in the, if you try to start something, it usually doesn't get through during a retrograde. On the other end, sometimes you're going to get the other end of it where somebody's already looked at it, mm-hmm. and you get you might get that positive side of it. So I feel like within the next 3 months, you should be well on your way and selling the house. Do you have something picked out already or what?
No, I don't. I'm still looking. But here's the other question I had regarding this whole thing. When I first began advertising the house, I started to advertise it for $524,900. And in 1 month's time, the realtor said, drop the price. This way we could get people coming in. But still, I didn't have any people coming at all. No interested buyers, even though we dropped it almost $26,000. I don't know if that was a mistake. Do you think
well,
that
$499? Well, I think that what you have to, Ida, what you need to do is to check the house sales around you and what they've gone for. And if you're higher than the house sales around you, then you have to find something special to enhance. I don't think, mm-hmm. I don't know. I'm getting 425. I don't know why I'm getting 425.
I also feel on the visual side, the first thing people notice is the visual, your front door, your property. So do you think there's anything, or your real estate person could help you out on that to get a little more eye appealing?
Hmm. The problem is now, you know, you really can't put any flowers or anything out. Everything will freeze.
Sure.
I don't know what else I could do.
Well, you can have something as they come in the door, or have just have a nice greeting at the door. Yeah, a wreath would be nice. Something homey.
That would be good.
Sure.
Okay.
As long as it's like a spring wreath, you know, maybe pansies or maybe something with fruit in it would work.
I've been watching these programs with my wife, Love It or Flip It.
They're good programs.
And it's always, as soon as they walk in, something's got to really blow their mind. You know,
I should do major remodels, right?
Well, yes, yeah, check into that and see what's appealing now, because it does change. I mean, you see the older houses, even 20 years old, they're changing the way they, you know, the kitchen's always a big one. The
space, but you don't have, it's color. You want something with color. If you've got drab browns and blacks, it's not going to sell. You want it to sell, you put in an orange, you put in a red, you put in your purple.
Okay.
You get a feng shui map, find out where the money zone is. As you're facing the front door, it's on your left in the front. And that's your financial part. That's where you put color.
A lot of people corner some of their furniture. So there is that...
the wider
feng shui rhythm vibe just smoothly going around the room.
And you're in New Jersey.
There's a few things you could do.
There's a lot of people. There's a lot of people in your area, Ida, that know feng shui. Get somebody to come in and help you, and you will find a whole different current of energy.
Sure, perfect. Oh, thank you so much. That was wonderful.
Thank you for calling. Let's find out.
Thank you
now. Bye.
So, Frank, not only do we have Mercury retrograde in March, but we have a wonderful day, which I love because it's right near my birthday. It's called St. Patty's Day, and that's going to be with Mercury retrograde, so everybody's going to have to be careful driving that day. Right, Frank?
That's right. Luckily, my wife doesn't drive, and that's her birthday. St. Patty's Day.
Oh, there you go. The day after mine. So I knew there was a reason I liked that lady. We do have another caller from Pennsylvania, Devon, and he was born on November 8th. Good evening, Devon. How are you?
Hi, my name's Devon. How are you?
Oh, Devon. Very good.
Everyone gets me mixed up for a boy.
Well, I knew Devon. I knew a Devon in high school, so there you go.
It actually sounds better saying it like that.
What can we do? What can Frank do for you tonight?
I had a question for Frank. So I just wanted to know if, since my sister passed away 5 years ago, my life kind of just been going downhill. And
what's her name and her birthday, please?
My sister's birthday, it was November 21st, 1987.
And her name?
1989, I'm sorry, Brittany Jones.
Brittany, that's pretty.
Yeah, thank you.
I didn't get the name, I'm sorry.
Brittany.
Oh. Let me ask you something. I don't like to do this too fast on the phone, but I'm picking up, did she have breathing problems along with, did she have cancer, first of all?
No cancer.
Okay. Did she have circulation problems there?
No circulation problems, but when she passed away, definitely breathing would be a big part of it. She didn't get enough oxygen for the brain, and she
affects circulation.
Well, I felt the breathing first, but yeah. Let me say this, that she is more at peace now than those last few months that she went through. And she's very much around you at this time, especially the last 3 months. So whatever you're going through, she seems to want to help you. But you don't take organic problems with you when you pass. And it takes a little bit for the person to realize that. But I keep seeing her tapping her hand on your shoulder, on your left side for some reason. And and she keeps pumping up her hair. Like she says, my hair is just the way I like it. Does that make any sense to you?
Yes, definitely. She was big with doing her hair and always looking pretty. And
and she had a good sense of humor, too.
Yes, she did.
So she said to tell you once in a while she's laughing, but you make her laugh.
Oh, do I? Yeah. I am a funny person.
You know, if you talk to her, if you can talk to her telepathically, and you will sense a response, especially if you do it just before you're going to sleep. Talk to your loved one before you're going to sleep, and by the morning, you'll have an answer. Right, Frank?
Yes, and it'll be a silent one. It's not like some you hear talking in your head. And but you will get an answer. There's a couple ways of doing it. Sometimes ask a question, have a glass of water, drink half a glass of water, and when you wake up, drink the other half, and sometimes that message comes right through.
Yeah. Wow. I'll try that, definitely.
That's good. Okay, so I think things are good with you, and we know she's at peace, and she's with company. I feel she's with family. Is your father still here? Your father?
I do have my father here, but my brother passed away also.
Your brother, okay. I felt the man, yeah.
Yeah, so she's probably with him, I'm hoping. So
that's what we're feeling. Good. Good. Thanks for calling us, Find Out. And we are here for everybody. This is Elizabeth Joyce, and tonight my guest is Frank St. James. And
thank
it is
you.
A call and asking your question show. The number to call is 888 429 5471. Frank and I are talking about what's coming in March. Let's talk a little bit about the confusion coming in March, Frank, because I feel a lot on the political agenda. What do you feel?
Yeah, I feel like a lot of these candidates really don't have an idea or a, you know, what they want to really put forth. They seem
a
to
platform,
be,
yeah.
Yeah, a platform. Their platform seems to be pretty much, you know, repetitious mm-hmm. of what was going on before, what everybody was getting accused of.
Health care and it finances.
Around. Yeah.
I think that Joe Biden is going to come forth with a different angle, as well as some of the Republican people. So I do feel that it will be balanced, but I do feel that we're going to have about 20 candidates in each field. It will be an interesting time. But I feel more of the investigation reports coming out, and that there will be chaos. And I think some information's coming out that none of us are aware of that can be very destructive. Are you sensing that at all, Frank?
I feel like there's been investigation in the background anyway that's been coming along. And the same people that have been accusing other mm-hmm. people of certain things are going to be themselves being accused. So
yeah, they're going to get caught in their own stuff, right?
Oh, yeah.
You know, it takes one to know one, as they say sometimes. Well, we'll just have to grin and bear it. But the most important thing, and Frank, I think you'll agree with me, is to keep yourself centered, not to let yourself get enmeshed in that crazy energy and the fighting and the right and wrong. Just keep yourself centered. Know that this has to happen for our growth in some way, and do your best to work with your meditations. And concentrate on love, peace, and harmony. See if you can raise your own vibration. As a matter of fact, the songs I've picked and the meditation tonight is Raising Our Love Vibration. And Richard Schulman's going to play Follow the Love. So to help you with this chaos that's coming in March. So, Frank, what do you have to say about that?
I always, my biggest lesson in life is just what you're talking about. With mm-hmm. all my studies of this, and I've been studying it for 50 years, and I won't stop either. So, but it's in yourself, raising that vibration in yourself. And before you set dispersions on anybody, you're really taking away from yourself when you do that. First, settle yourself. Get into your meditation. Clear your mind. Start working with your consciousness and your inner conscious.
One of the best ways you did that, Frank, was with your music, because you're very mm-hmm. musical. You play the trumpet and you sang, and I know that gave you some joy. And music is key, as long as it's quiet, uplifting music, like Richard Schulman, don't you think?
Oh, yeah. And it's certain keys with people that the song is in that really penetrates the psyche, and either it calms you down.
It's therapeutic.
It's therapeutic.
Absolutely. And it can align the chakras. There's one that I use. It's called Ardas by the Crimson Series. And if you listen to Ardas when you're really confused and upset, or you've had a disappointment and you don't know what to do, it will bring you back. It will help you let go of whatever is negative. It will help you create new ideas, maybe reset your perspective. And that's what Mercury retrograde is about. And that's what March is going to be about at this time. It's going to be you know, it comes in like a lion and out like a lamb. Remember that. That's going to be emotionally, physically, and weather-wise as well.
It could also clear you out, because it's going to be that deep when it comes mm-hmm. in. It's going to clean you out. Deal with yourself. Do what you have to. I play guitar also. So when I have things aren't going right, I'll sit down and just play the guitar. And like I said, there's different keys. The blues are usually in a blues key, mm-hmm. flat keys, C sea usually picks people up. There's all different types. You should explore it, too.
You know, Nat King Cole made a song in 1949 that is still a classic. It's called Nature Boy, and that song is sung in minor key. It is a very difficult song to sing, but it is the most beautifully gentle song. You know it, don't you?
There was a boy. I sing it all the time.
Yeah.
And if you take it in a slow Latin rhythm, it really changes. It really comes across a little better, even.
It helps the body calm. So that's great. Well, we have to take a break, and we have some important messages for you tonight, including the weekly cosmic tip. And Frank and I will be right back after these messages.
This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com. And now it's time for your weekly cosmic tip. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Stargazing, week of February 25th through March 3rd, 2019. Except for Venus changing signs this week, this will be a quiet last week in February. Last week's full moon in Virgo energy is helping you to let go of whatever approach in your life is counterproductive to you becoming the best version of yourself. Any hard habits to break will melt away under this energy. You have no trouble releasing what you know is unrealistic in order to finally produce the results you've been looking for all along. What a cosmic relief. From Monday afternoon and all day Tuesday, the moon is in Sagittarius, which is good for friendly interaction and presenting your expansive ideas. On Wednesday, February 27th, it's time to make things happen, both at work and in your personal affairs. Wednesday's dinner time would be nice to be shared with a friend. On Thursday, February ends under a Capricorn moon, helping you to tend to your practical matters, such as beginning your income tax report or whatever else is up for you. On Friday, March comes in like a lion, with the first of three Venus-Uranus scuffles. Get ready for some conflicts between your desires and your quest for security. After Venus enters Aquarius, you seek freedom and your focus changes from materiality to being detached, noncommittal, and much more innovative with your creativity. With Venus moving through Aquarius in March, you may want to strengthen your relationships with your finances by discarding your old habits and establishing a clear sense of where your money goes. Go easy now and take your time. As you learn new ways and grow, you will become more self-confident in time. The primary astrological influence in March is Mercury retrograde in Pisces. This is an intellectual planet retrograding in a psychic sign. So it's time to rethink your higher visions or perhaps reset some of your long-term goals. With ongoing upsets everywhere around you, especially politically, March is definitely a month that calls for some deep meditation. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. And now let's get back to tonight's program with Elizabeth Joyce and her guest, Frank St. James. Elizabeth Joyce has just come out with a new bright clearing formula spray. This is a sanitizing and healing spray. It's extremely powerful and great for clearing away negative energy. If you've had a sickness or a cold, it helps to clear the room, as well as areas that have had heavy activity, your exercise area, or perhaps the dining room just after dinner. It is suggested to be used generously as needed to spiritually cleanse an object. For example, if you want to upgrade your crystals, you always do that on the new moon. And you could spray it with the healing spray, this bright spray, put it in the window on a 9, a 3, a 6, or a 12, and let it sit there for 3 hours, and you'll have a new crystal that will be clear for your thoughts and input for the following month. This spray cleanses an object or space of stagnant energy, and you can use it daily in your bathroom area or any area where you feel a tightness, a cloudiness, a place of where you can't breathe well, such as cigarette smoke or odors from cooking. This spray will clear the room immediately. It's also wonderful for body workers, massage therapists, and healers, and it can be used after every client to renew and rejuvenate the room. Elizabeth Joyce's Bright Clearing Formula can be purchased at new-visions.com or by calling 201-934-8986. And now let's get back to Let's Find Out. This is Elizabeth Joyce from Let's Find Out. I have a wonderful, helpful, uplifting surprise for you. I had a dream in the full months of 2017 about a tea mixture that I was to prepare. Blended according to Ayurvedic principles and chanting of ancient Sanskrit mantras to assure deep cellular healing and relief from within outward. Elizabeth Joyce's Elixir Tea was born. This tea helps with illness because it penetrates any damaged cells in the body and flushes out poisons. If you are on heavy medication, this tea will be helpful with the effect, creating extra healing energy power. Drink the tea just before meditating or while listening to ascension music or chanting your mantra. The formula came from the divine and contains the holy Tulsa leaf from India. Because these tea leaves are freshly harvested, there is absolutely no caffeine in this tea. You can drink it hot or cold. The ingredients are honeybush, Tulsa leaf, turmeric, lemon peel, cinnamon, ginger, and cloves. This tea is not available in the stores as yet, but it will be very soon. It is available on my website, www.new-visions.com. You'll see the little icon of the tea box on the front page. So pick up a pouch, sit by the fireplace, get comfortable, play Ardas, and sip your tea. This elixir tea will also help you with troubled sleep. The tea can help you relax, to be calm, and to raise your vibration from within. It begins from the heart center outwards. I'm looking forward to helping you with your healing and your work from within. Thank you. If you wish to order the tea, you can call 201-934-8986 and leave us a message, as well as purchase it on the website. Don't wait to get your tea. The healing starts immediately. Thank you. We are continuing with our lecture series through 2019. On the night of Friday, January 4th, we will have our second lecture and continue in Doylestown, Pennsylvania, with the lecture series the first Friday of the month, every month, until June of 2018. Elizabeth Joyce is presenting a new lecture series for your personal spiritual transformation, The Power of the Inner Soul, Becoming Masters of the Planet. Elizabeth offers an internal blueprint for accessing the energies of ascension to ensure that you are ahead of the curve. Her spiritual, intuitive, and downloaded messages give an authoritative snapshot of the ongoing inner struggles that we all endure to understand the events that are happening to us, our community, our nation, and the world at large. Each meeting will involve a talk, a meditation, and instructions on how to stay attuned and connected to spirit. By keeping a critical eye on your balance, connection, and awareness, you will be able to go through the coming times in the safe, supportive, and loving atmosphere that you will create for yourself. Come join us as we work on our multidimensional transformation. This is held at the James Laura House, 132 North Main Street, Doylestown, Pennsylvania, 18901. Donations are requested to help with the expenses. Please RSVP if you know that you're definitely coming, but walk-ins are always welcome. Please come join us and bring a friend. Together we will work on improving the planet, improving our health, and improving our thought processing so that we can be in a place of love and comfort. So hopefully I'll see you there and we can begin the work together. We will try to record some of these sessions so that you may download them on the website to get the information. Thank you. The Chakras in Your Body is a meditation file created by Elizabeth Joyce and Richard Shulman way back in the year of 1993. Elizabeth Joyce considers this some of the best work she's ever done. Walk the spiritual pathway by opening all of your seven body chakras. There are two tracks totaling over 1 hour of information. Track A contains the information to help you understand the chakras, and track B is a 25-minute guided meditation to open your heart center. It is extremely powerful, and within 120 days, your third eye should begin to open. You can get this MP3 file on Elizabeth's website, new-visions.com. You download it, you listen on your computer or smartphone or digital music player. Again, if you want to set up a very good and powerful meditation practice on a daily basis, the chakras in your body is the MP3 file for you. It's an audio file, a guided meditation with beautiful music by Richard Schulman. Begin your meditation practice now and grow into the joy, knowledge, and inspiration that this practice will bring to you. Again, you can order it at the website new-visions.com. Go to Spiritual Products. Thank you. Healing Depression the Natural Way, an MP3 audio file by Elizabeth Joyce and Richard Schulman, is set to the backdrop of New Age melodies. Elizabeth Joyce relays a holistic and positive approach that deals with depression. The information introduced on the first side describes depression as the common cold of the mind that can affect anyone. Elizabeth shows us that no one, absolutely no one, is immune from a bout with depression. Where depression comes from, signs of its presence, and how to cope with it in a natural way are revealed in this simple guided meditation. This meditation, combined with the music from Richard Schulman, lists guilt and shame, allowing your unique personal insights to shine through, which will strengthen your self-esteem. This meditation has helped hundreds of people move out of their depression and into the light. You can order it at new-visions.com under Spiritual Products. Thank you.
You're listening to Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com. Station 2. If Internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live Internet radio talk show on the planet. It's Let's Find Out. An honored guest come every Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial 888-429-5471. Again, that's 888-429-5471 in the U.S. and Canada. If you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety tomorrow, you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's BBS Radio. So now, let's find out with host Elizabeth Joyce.
Love is the thing, it's the one thing you'll see. All that it takes is a he and a she.
All over the world. All over the world.
Love was and love is and always will be. Lovers can be found in foggy London town, in Rome or Peru. Even in Damascus, lovers never ask us what they should do. You don't have to park in Paris after dark to know that it's true. Love is a wonderful thing. All over the world,
out of breath with that last twirl. Thanks for the dance. That was Nat King Cole with All Over the World, and Frank and I were dancing all over the world and telling everybody about love, because that's what we have all over the world, with this wonderful new energy that's coming in from the double helix, and we are all going to need it this month of March. Right, Frank?
That's right. And it's just been an amazing cleaning period, and hopefully Mercury in retrograde will get the rest of it out of there and open up for springtime.
And you know, it's a good idea, Frank. This all started last August, by the way, this energy started, and it's finishing up now. We do have our third full moon at 0 degrees in March, and that's in Libra. We just had one last week at 0 degrees Virgo. And the one thing to remember is that you are letting go of everything that's been holding you back, and you are in the process of creating a new life. So review, and reorganize. That's what Mercury retrograde is, the three R's. Just sit down and think about what you used to want, check in to see if that's what you want now, and then create the changes necessary to start your new path and perhaps your new love, because love is coming. It really is. And I do think that by the time we get to May, you're going to be very happy if you meditated during this time. Write down your insights and review them in May and see how far you get. Right, Frank?
Yeah, always keep a positive outlook and only work on the things that you really want out of a relationship.
And you know what's funny? We say it's hard to let go of the status quo, but so much of the status quo is out of habit. And it's out of, well, I'm supposed to do this, or what will they think of me if I don't? New changes, new adjustments are coming, as well as the importance of staying centered. And maybe you don't quite know where you're going right this minute. And maybe you quite don't know about your love life yet, but you will have these answers come over the next 3 months. That's the beauty of this spring. We're going to drop daylight savings time the first weekend in March, and then we're going to go into the spring equinox. Anything to say about that, Frank? What are you feeling psychically with that?
I feel real good because we got the moon coming up in Libra, and that is relationships. So that's hopefully I'll give you new insights. And I keep saying, and what you really want out of a relationship, and it's worth waiting for instead of getting frustrated and grabbing somebody that just maybe hits one third of what you need. You know, move ahead, because there is going to be beautiful changes.
And the first thing that you have to love is yourself. And the one thing that we all have trouble with sometimes is our own self-esteem and self-love. Do you have any tips for them, Frank? I know that you had a little handout that you use when we do our intensives.
Well, I have a, from my hypnotherapy courses, I do have, there's one that's positive thoughts will bring me the goals I desire. And if you use that, say it about 20 times before you go to bed, you're going to wake up more positive. If you want to change that a little bit, a positive relationship will fulfill my desires.
That's but great.
But do some type of an affirmation that's positive before you go to bed.
I'm going to give a little plug. There's a friend of mine named Robert Maldonado that just published his brand new book, The Impact of the Universal Energies and How to Use Them. I'm going to say that again. The Impact of the Universal Energies and How to Use Them. And this book is chock full of wonderful affirmations about manifestation, about love, about married relationships or relationships with your children, and also co-creating with your blessed higher self. I give thanks for the transformation and healing that has taken place. I move through life with gratitude, certainty, and confidence. So pick up the book. It's on Amazon.com. the impact of the universal energies and how to use them. And Frank, I love your sentence, positive thoughts will bring me the goals I desire, or positive thoughts will bring me the relationships I desire. And then thank spirit, like you already have the relationship. You have to stay in the moment and make sure that you're feeling that it's already accomplished, not begging and feeling lack of and emptiness, but feeling fulfilled with the beautiful new energy. Isn't that right, Frank?
Oh, yes. And it does help. It does help because there are certain things and relationships always hit a little bit of a low. And a time period like this coming up is just going to help, little things that may annoy people will not be so annoying anymore in some instances. But the positive vibes that are coming in from the universe is going to be very positive for people that are in relationships.
It's uplifting. It will help you with your vibrations, and it will also help you become a magnet, and you can become a love magnet. Or you can certainly have people say, gee, I never realized you were like this. I like what I'm seeing. And also, you have to like in yourself what you're seeing. That's important, because that could be a downfall if you don't love who you are and what's going on. And if you're in a complicated relationship and you're really angry and frustrated about it, start to bless it. Thank goodness I'm in this relationship so I can see and identify that which I don't need. And the relationship has shown me that. And I bless it and I let it go. That's another thing that you can do.
Throw your ego away and listen.
Absolutely. Easing God out. That's the ego. So, Frank, thank you so much for being on with us tonight. Please give out your phone number in case people want to contact you.
It's 862-684-1904.
And his number is on our website here at Let's Find Out. And tonight we're going to close with What I Did for Love by Edie Gourmet to remind you that we do things for love, and sometimes we have to let go of that. And the meditation is Raising Our Love Vibration, and we finish with Richard Schulman playing Follow the Love. Next week will be a teaching week on ascension, so you'll hear some more wonderful things that you can do to help your body, mind, and spirit. This is Elizabeth Joyce. Thank you for listening. Now you can go watch the Oscars, and good night.
Yesterday, goodbye. The sweetness and the sorrow. Wish me luck the same to you. And I can't regret what I did for love. What I did for what we had to do.
Today, goodbye.
And now it's time for our weekly meditation, Rising Our Love Vibration. Working with the circle of light. Please be comfortable. Sit in a straight back chair with both feet flat on the floor and your legs uncrossed. Or you can sit in the lotus position, or you can lay down on the bed with your spine straight and your legs uncrossed. Close your eyes and begin to open up your crown chakra at the top of your head and bring in the light. You will be taking in some new fifth dimension information in this meditation. Beginning to raise your love vibration. There is a frequency of energy, vibration, and consciousness that is flowing into the mental and emotional energies of Earth, through the all-encompassing double helix coming from the divine. This gift of sacred light is flowing in, through, and around every particle of life on Earth ever since December 21st, 2012. It has the amazing ability to transmute into light the negativity that is being pushed to the surface in our individual lives, as well as in the lives of the people who are suffering all over the world. The catch is that in order for this powerful gift of life to accomplish this mission, the sons and daughters of God's abiding on earth must give it permission to do so. This is a learned meditation exercise using the new 10th chakra along with our body heart chakra, the 4th chakra, and by creating a circle of life. The challenge is that at birth, we are all given free will. As we all grow into our adult human identity, through the misuse of our thoughts, words, actions, feelings, and beliefs, we have either deliberately or inadvertently created the maladies existing in our personal lives as well as here on Earth. This means that you and I and every other person on Earth are responsible for transmuting the pain and suffering we have created throughout our various earthly incarnations. This is called karma. One universal law is
The call for assistance must come from the realms and the heart of where the assistance is needed. Our guides and angels cannot just wave a wand and transmute our human miscreations back into light. However, if the sons and daughters of God, abiding on earth, invoke the circle of light from within themselves to transmute into light every painful thought, word, action, feeling, or belief we have ever expressed in any time frame or dimension that has contributed to the pain and suffering on the earth, then the floodgates of heaven will open in response to our heartfelt pleas. The beings of light in the higher realms have revealed that in the year 2012, through the unified efforts of awakening humanity, we have reached a critical mass of collective consciousness that is allowing the earth to receive higher and infinitely more powerful frequencies, called the double helix, which are stronger and more powerful than we have ever been able to withstand before. These energies are flowing out into our solar system and onto the planet Earth from the center of our galaxy, the heart of the Milky Way. This sacred energetic flow is known in the higher realms as the fifth dimension circle of light and love, transmuted from God's infinite love. The master teachers from the heavenly and universal realms said this frequency of the circle of life has the ability to transmute lifetimes worth of our disqualified energy in the twinkling of an eye. That is wonderful because we are in the midst of the greatest purging and cleansing process the world has ever known. We are releasing present-day karma and past-life karma as well. What a gift! What a wonderful chance for a true alignment with our blessed higher self. What a wonderful opportunity to become one with the God Source. Even the unpredictable and violent weather conditions are a reflection of humanity's consciousness and are designed by the higher realms to purge the body of Mother Earth of the atrocities humanity has inflicted upon her through ignorance, greed, and the appalling abuse of power. I know it sounds too good to be true, but there is actually a gift of sacred energy flowing from the heart of our God that will transmute the pain and suffering of Earth in the twinkling of an eye. This is true. This is why I conduct my intensives that I have been teaching for more than 30 years, to begin this deeply penetrating inner process of purging and cleansing. Gone are the slow, time-consuming healing processes, although they will remain for a while to help others ascend to the higher levels. What has arrived is the circle of light, the opening of the higher heart consciousness, and the willingness from within to shift, change, and become the loving soul that you really are. Take the time. Give it a chance. Fortunately, in order to benefit from the circle of life, you do not have to fully comprehend or even accept that the circle of light is real. All you have to do is think of it as a possibility, and then ask your blessed higher self to utilize the fifth dimension's double helix energy of God's infinite light and to transmute everything that is causing pain and suffering in your life, as well as in the lives of humanity. This is the energy being used to transmute to you long-distance healing, and this is why it works so well. It's a new experience, a new energy, bringing you healing, alignment, comfort, and a new life. As the circle of light works with you, and as you work with the circle of light, the other thing that happens, and the real gift, is a shift and change in your consciousness, aligning you with love, caring, kindness, trust, truth, and inner realizations. The circle of light is scientific to the letter and is being used in science and medical research to improve our well-being here on Earth. This energy will respond instantly to the invocation of every person's blessed higher self. It's called setting a condition. And of course, that involves you giving permission to access, use, and enhance your life with the circle of light. This is true regardless of whether or not you fully accept the reality of the circle of light through your lower human consciousness. However, you must do the work to get there. The daily meditations, taking time to be still, and surrendering to the light. This is why the divine seals do such an excellent job. The circle of light is used to hold them in place after application. This information is contained in my workbook from Ascension, Accessing the Fifth Dimension. I promise you that by invoking this new frequency of the circle of light, through communing with your blessed higher self on a daily basis, you will transform your life into what you want it to be. In truth, you have everything to gain and nothing to lose by experimenting with this gift of light from our universal God. Now, allow yourself to float out into the higher energies as you listen to the ascension music of Richard Schulman. Take a deep breath. Hold in your mind that which you want to occur. Hold in your mind as a picture the outcome of your desires. And then listen as Richard Schulman plays Love.